Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host, Anju S. Kunjumon, and these are the major news stories of Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Delhi police enforces Section 144 amid AAP's gharao plans of PM's residence, multiple activists detained. Excise policy scam, BRS leader K. Kavita remanded in judicial custody till April 9th. Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed after container ship collision. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom voiced concern over the notification of rules to implement CAA, saying no one should be denied citizenship based on religion or belief. Kerala braces for intense heat till Saturday. Thrissur district hits 40 degrees Celsius. Let's get into the details. AAP leaders and workers took to the streets on Tuesday against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. Punjab Minister Harjot Singh Baines and Sovnath Bharti were among the scores of AAP members detained at Patel Chowk as they tried to march towards the Prime Minister's residence on Lok Kalyan Mark, raising slogans of Inqilab Zindabad and Kejriwal Zindabad. Senior AAP leader Bharti, in a post on X, said he has been detained by police along with Delhi Assembly Deputy Speaker and AAP's Mangolpuri MLA Rakhi Birla. Since the party called for a gharao at the PM's residence, prohibitory orders under Section 144 of the Code of Criminal Procedure by the police were imposed here and in the Patel Chowk area. Meanwhile, at least 57 BJP members, including the party's Delhi chief, were detained and water cannons used during its protest march here on Tuesday to demand Kejriwal's resignation. The Delhi High Court will on Wednesday hear a petition by the Delhi CM challenging his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise policy scam. Kejriwal's petition, which has sought his immediate release on account of the arrest and the subsequent remand to ED being illegal, is listed for hearing before Justice Swarnakanta Sharma at 10:30 a.m. BRS leader K. Kavita was sent to judicial custody till April 9th on a plea made by the Enforcement Directorate that the highly influential arrestee, if released, was likely to influence witnesses and tamper with evidence. Kavita was arrested by the Central Probe Agency on March 15 in a Delhi excise policy-linked money laundering case. The Federal Probe Agency's application seeking 15-day jail custody was filed before Special Judge Kaveri Baweja, saying an investigation into economic crimes was more complex than ordinary crimes as economic offenders were influential, resourceful and committed the crime meticulously. The agency has alleged that Kavita, the daughter of former Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao, was a key member of the South Group that has been accused of paying the AAP kickbacks of Rs. 100 crore in return for a big share of liquor license in the national capital. The 1.6-mile-long Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, collapsed in the early hours of Tuesday after a container ship hit it, and as many as 7 people may be in the water, officials said. A live video posted on YouTube showed a ship hitting the bridge, after which several of its spans collapsed into the Patapsco River. The Baltimore City Fire Department described the collapse as a mass casualty incident and said workers were searching for 7 people in the river. Ship tracking data from LSEG shows a Singapore-flagged container ship, the Dali, at the location along the Key Bridge where the accident occurred. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has voiced concerns over the Indian government's notification of rules to implement the Citizenship Amendment Act, saying no one should be denied citizenship based on religion or belief. The problematic CAA establishes a religious requirement for asylum seekers in India fleeing neighboring countries, USCIRF Commissioner Stephen Schneck said in a statement Monday. He said that while CAA provides a fast track to citizenship for Hindus, Parsis, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains and Christians, the law explicitly excludes Muslims. If the law were truly aimed at protecting persecuted religious minorities, it would include Rohingya Muslims from Burma, Ahmadiyya Muslims from Pakistan, or Hazara Shias from Afghanistan, among others. No one should be denied citizenship based on religion or belief, he said. The India Meteorological Department reported severe temperatures across the state on Tuesday, with Thrissur recording the highest temperature at 40 degrees Celsius. According to the forecast, the heat conditions will persist till Saturday, prompting a yellow alert in 10 districts. Kollam and Palakkad districts reached a peak temperature of 39 degrees, while Pathanamthitta recorded 38 degrees. Kottayam, Ernakulam and Kannur experienced temperatures of 37 degrees, and Alappuzha, Malappuram and Kasaragod saw highs of 36 degrees, surpassing normal levels by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius, according to the Met Department. The Met Department warns of hot and humid weather in these districts, excluding hilly areas, due to high temperature and humid air. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted by me, Anju S. Kunjumon, and produced by Vishnu Muralidharan, with technical support from Idea Brew Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.